We're on the top of Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, approximately 8 lines down from the top. Neima Kitanoi. The Gemara now wants to figure out what bracha you make on shlokos, that's cooked vegetables. And the Gemara wants to clarify that v'z machlokes amoroim back on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, whether the brachos on shlokos should be bar pri adoma beforehand and shakolni or shakolni advaro and afterwards bar nefashos. Zakta Gemara neima ketanoi. Should we say that in machlokis here between various amoraim is really in effect a machlokis tanoi, as we're going to derive from a maisa that we'll see right now. Dahanu trei talmidi daviyasvi kami de bar kapara. Two talmidim were sitting in front of bar kapara. They view the fun of kruv. They brought him cooked cabbage. Vidarmaskin. And that's a kind of a something, a green that grows from the ground, and it was almost like a grass kind of thing. And they it was cooked. Ufragios, which means parts of chicken. It's also known as kora. And Nosan bar kapara shusli echad mehem levarach. He pointed to one of the talmidim and said, "You make the bracha rishona on these foods, and you'll be motzi everybody else who's eating here." Yidei chovasa. So kafatz. We don't know who it was, but one of the talmidim jumped at the opportunity. Uberech ala pargios. He made a bracha of shakol nir bidvaro on the chicken. And ligleg of chavero. Another talmid started making fun of him. Kas bar kapor viomar. Lo al hamavarech ani kois. I'm not angry at the one who made the bracha. I'm angry at the one who made fun of the Mavarech. So that Bar Kapor is now going to explain why he gets angry at the Malaglig. And he turns to him, he says, "Im chavercho, if the Mavarech, your friend, dome kimi shalotam tam basa miolam, of all the different foods that we put in front of him, his favorite, his chaviv, was basar, and therefore he chose to make the bracha on the basar." In other words, the premise here of Bar Kapara is that if you have two macholim, two foodstuffs that have the same bracha, you should be makdim the one that's chaviv. We're going to have that later on in the Gemara. But we see clearly from Bar Kapara that he held that shlokos was a shakal nivadvara. Because if the bracha was bari pri adama, then the chavivus of pargios would be totally irrelevant. He's got to make the bar pri adam because bar pri adam always comes before shakol nir bidvaro. The answer is that Bar Kapara must have been convinced that not only on the pargios do you recite a shakol nir bidvaro, but even on the shlokos you recite a shakol nir bidvaro. So they're all equal, and therefore he made the bracha on the pargios midin chaviv. Ata alma liglagda olav. Why did you make fun of him? And then Chaza v'yomar. Now Bar Kapara has a change of heart, and he says, "Lo alma lagleg anikos, alma varach anikos." V'yomar, he said, "Im chachma enkan zikna enkan." And basically, in Bar Kapara's maskana, he changed his mind, and he says, "You're not a chacham, because if you're a chacham, you don't have to ask the question to me about what bracha to make. You should have maybe asked the question, but you didn't ask the question. And is there zikna here? If you're a zaken, which means you're a scholar and you know the law, you should have really asked me which of the various foods that are on the table you should be mevarech to pater up the shar." And Tana, the Gemara finishes up with a brisa, Ushneim lohotziu shnasam, that both these Talmidim were punished and they didn't finish the year, they died before the end of the year. So we see from this Maisa that the Talmud who made the Bracha, he thought that he has to be Makdim to be Mavarach on the Pargios. The Talmud that was making fun of him, he held that he should be Makdim to Varach on the Shlokos. And now the Gemara is going to explain their Machlokis. My Laba Hakamifliki, shouldn't we say that this is the issue at stake here? The Mavarach Sava, the one who made the Bracha, he holds that Shlokos. Upargios, they both have the same bracha. And Durmeskitin as well, right? So it's all the brachas shakol nivid varo. And why is that? Because the bishol of the shlokos is mafkia the shame pri, and therefore the bracha falls down to shakol. In the case of pargios, pargios is not something that's gidulim in the arts at all, and therefore the bracha is going to be shakol nivid varo. So basically, all the foodstuffs that were presented to him, according to his understanding, we had the same exact bracha, Hilka Chaviv Adif. He chose the Pargios because that was his favorite. Now we get to the Malaglik. Sover Sheshlokos, Bori Priyadoma. Pargios, of course, is Shakol Nivid. Vore Hilka Peri Adif. So whenever you have a choice between Bori Priyadoma on a Pri, or something which fits into the Shahakol, which is Shar Macholim, then Peri Adif, then you make the bracha of Bori Pri Ha'adoma, that comes first. And therefore the Peros are considered Chashuvim in a Pargis. They're more Chashuv because they get a bracha Mesuyam, it's not a bracha Klolus, right? Shakol Nivor is a bracha Klolus. And Adif, your first choice in bracha is always to be as specific as you can. So since the bracha chashuva that they were misaken on macholim chashuvim, therefore the bracha bor pri adoma should come first. So it comes out that the Talmidim of Bakapur already had this machlokes, which we had back on Daf Lamed Hei, machlokes amaraim. They already had this machlokes where the bracha on shlokos is shahakol, or it's Bar Pri Adoma. So the Gemara rejects this. The Gemara says, lo. You don't necessarily have to interpret that this machlokas is about Birchas HaShlokas, the Kuli elements possible, Sheshlokas Upargios, Shakol Niyabidvara, which means that the Bishul is Mafkir the Shem Pri, in the case of Yerokos, and therefore the bracha goes down to Shakol Niyavidvara. But what is the machlokas? V'hocha b'hai svara kamiflegi. They're arguing in this Maisa Shoya about the following svara. Mar svara, according to the Mavarech, is chaviv adif. Meaning that even if you have two foods that have two different brachos, nevertheless you should still be Mavarech on the chaviv. And that's what it says here, Olav hu mevarach, meaning on the chaviv he makes a bracha, and therefore in this case he's mevarach on the pargios, that's chaviv. Marsov, the malaglik, who made fun of him, he holds that kruv adif, mi pargios uvidur dumeskitin, the olav roi levarach, he should have made the bracha on the kruv. Now what puts kruv on the highest level? Mishum design, it fills you up. And therefore, his friend was malagleg on the fact that he was mevarach on the pargios because the pargios would end up low on the totem pole in terms of seder abrachos. The adifus of brachos would be would certainly on the kruv. In other words, according to the malagleg, the bracha should be on the kruv because it has an adifus, in that it's Zion, it fills up the body. And in that sense, it's a little bit like the Cheshivas of Bar Minei Mizonos, that fills up the belly. So he was Malagleg on the fact that the Mavarech made the Bracha on Pargios, and even though Pargios and Kruv would both have the same identical Bracha of Shahakol, because in case of Shlokos, we reduce the Bracha down to a shahakol, but nevertheless, there's some adifus to kruv because above pargios, because kruv is zayin, it fills you up. Now, getting back to a little bit of the agadic part of the story, why they were both punished, the malaglig and the mevarch. I understand why the malaglig was mevarch, because he had no right to be malaglig. I mean, that's like chisaron and kavod chaver, especially chaver is a talmid chacham. But why is the mevarch punished? So, if you remember, Bar Kapor made the statement, Alam mevarch ani kois, why im chachmein kan zikna ein kan. And what that means is the following: chachma ein kan, you think I'm not a chacham. You don't think that you have to ask me the question where on which you should make the bracha. You know it yourself, and you don't think that I could add anything to your knowledge. I'm not a chacham. That's what Bar Kapor is saying to this mevarech, and you don't have to ask any questions. Now, zikna ein kan means that even if you would deny, let's say that I'm talking in first person as Bar Kapor would, that I am a chacham, and you think you're such a chacham, you don't have to ask me, but I have one thing beyond chacham, and that's called zikna. Zikna means a life experience. Zikna means general knowledge from different experiences that you had during the whole constellation of all the experience in life, and if you can integrate all of them into one whole, then I would say not life experience, maybe that's not a good phrase to put it, but experience in Torah, experience in Hora. Admit that I have zikna, even if you deny that I have chachma, at least admit that I have zikna. And you didn't pay any homage to my zikna. You could have asked me which machel should go first, and what machel, the bracha on that machel should pater all the rest. Now, it seems like Bar Kapara had in mind that even if the mevarech would think that I'm not a chacham, says Bar Kapara, but I'm certainly a zaken. I have the experience of time, of wisdom, of the wisdom of age. Umipnei ziknasi, you should have asked me the question, and if you went ahead and paskin without asking me, that's a chisaron kavod. In other words, a person with regard to brachas should go to a chacham who's going to teach him the brachas that we had earlier in the perek. And therefore, what Bar Kapor was telling this fellow, the mevarech, is that even if you think I'm not a chacham, so you don't want to come and study from me the laws of brachas, but one thing you know, I'm a zaken. And maybe I heard something during my lifetime. Maybe we can make an analogy to something. So it would have been more appropriate to be mevarech that the mevarech should respect Bar Kapora, and he should ask the question. This sugya reminds me of the sugya Mora Hara Bifnei Rabbo, which is a severe pegiyah sakovit, severe violation. It's something that Shmuel Hanavi was suspect of. Eli suspected him of being Moro Horosh Lo Bifnei Rabo. Omer Abzera. Now we go back to a case of Lefes. Omer Abzera ki avina beirav huna. When I was in the Beis Medrash of Huna, Omar Lani taught us the following halacha: Hani gargidile de lifta. These are the head of the turnips. Is parminu prima rabba. If he cuts them down, with what we call a chituch gas, and it's in larger pieces. And then he comes to ask us which bracha to recite on, again, these cases of Rashi Liftos and the case of Chituk Gas, Lechatichos, Gedolos, and what bracha should he be mevarach? And the answer would be Borei Pri Hadoma. In other words, the Lefes, had it been Sholem, would certainly get a Borei Pri Hadoma. And now he cuts it up into smaller pieces. But nevertheless, Lo Nishtaneis Birchoso. The bracha hasn't changed. However, that's only if you have a Lefes Shehu Sholem, a complete vegetable. But Prima Zuta, but if he cuts them down into Chatichos Ktanos Dakos, is Ein Mevarech Olav Es Abrocham Yucheres. Once he cuts it down into small pieces, he reduces the bracha from the unique bracha, the specific bracha, down to the general bracha. That's like the Patpori, the general bank of Shakel Nia Bidvaro. And the reason why, because Chituch, with Chituch, it's Legreusa. He takes the Lefes and he brings it down one notch. That's going to be the case of Prima Zuta. And he cuts it into Chatichos Ktanos. And he recites Shakol Nevidvaro because it becomes a Lefes Garua. And then Rabbi Zeira adds that when they came into the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yehuda, Ki Ason Lebei Rav Huna, and is Amalon, so Rabbi Yehuda told us, Idi V'Idi, which literally means Zev V'Zev, meaning whether or not he cuts it into larger pieces, larger slices, or into smaller slices, nevertheless, in all these cases, Borei Pri Hadoma. The bracha is Adoma, Pri Adoma, even though he cut it into small pieces. Nevertheless, Lo Nishtaneis HaBracha, the bracha remains the same bracha. Or, for example, Hai Diparminu Tfei, if he would cut them up into very, very small pieces, is that would be a different story. Ki hechi dinimtak ta'ame. So what he did successfully with this experiment is he was mamtik the ta'am of the lefes, and he added a certain sweetness to this lefes. I guess naturally it's not salted. So that we're talking about Chatichos Gedolos or Chatichos Ktanos, and the bracha is going to be Borei Pri Hadoma. So even though he cuts down the cabbage into small pieces, Hai Deprinu Tfei L'Chatichos Ktanos, and the reason he did so is Kedesha Namtik Ta'amei, that will be able to sweeten up the time of the lefes. It comes out that Rav Papa and Rav Yehuda have the same shita, that in Rashi Lefes shenichtechu lechatichos dakos. So these leftos were cut into small pieces, and therefore it would change the bracha. So let's just summarize this machlokas. According to Rav Huna, even if he takes the lefes and he cuts it into very thin, very small slices, then the bracha originally before, so if he cut into larger slices, then he retains the bracha bar pi adam. When he slices it into smaller slices, smaller segments, that's called prima zuta. Rav Huna holds that the bracha changes, goes down in madriga to shakol near vidvara. And then, when Rabbi Yehuda came around, he said, idi, whether or not he cuts it into larger pieces or smaller pieces, the bracha always remains bari pri adama. And the chiddush here, even though it was cut into very small pieces, nevertheless, the bracha doesn't change. But haida parinu tfei, in the case where he really cuts into really small pieces, is then he wants to sweeten the taste of the lefes. And as it turns out, the Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda are arguing, and that's going to be it. Now at this point in the sugya, the Gemara wants to know what's the bracha if you take yirokos and you cook them together and you add some flour into the mixture. Omer Ravashi ki avina be Rav Kahana. When I was in the Beis Medrash of Rav Kahana, Omar Lon, he taught us the following halacha. Tavshila de silka. If you take, again, whether it's spinach or perhaps beets, and you cook them, delo mafshu ba kimcha, they add into the tavshil a very limited amount of flour. Nevertheless, bori pri hadama, the kemach, because it's limited in its volume, doesn't change the bracha. The bracha is bori pri hadama. And again, this seems to support what we said before, according to one shita, that bishul is not mafkir the shem pri, so you can still retain the bracha bor pri hadama. However, the lifta, if he makes a tavshil out of lifta with lifta inside of it, the mafshi be kimcha tfei, that what they do is they put in more kemach, and therefore, bori mina mizonos. The bracha is bori mina mizonos because it has the status of cooked kemach. And kemach, if it's large enough in its value, generates a bracha on the tavshil, kibir koso. The hadar omar, now Rav Kahana comes back and he says, idi v'idi, bori pri hadoma. So initially, Rav Huna thought that thought that the appropriate bracha would be bari mina mizonos because of the admixture of kemach, the existence of kemach. But he changed his mind because he said that even in the case of a tavshil of lefes that has kemach, the ikar is not the kemach but rather the tavshil. Therefore, he makes a bari pri adama. Now, a lot of this has to do with Iker and Tafel. If you hold a Kemach by definition, even if it's a small in volume, is called an Iker, then it makes sense that the bracha would be Bari Mina Mizonos. If on the other hand you hold that the Iker here in this Tavshil is the Lefes, is the vegetable, because there's not much Kemach there, so it must be that the Iker is the vegetable, then the bracha on this Tavshil would be Bari Pri Adama. Vahayde shadi ba kimcha tvei l'dvukei mi'alma avdi lach. But what does that mean, l'dvukei mi'alma avdi lach? There's something called l'dabekes atavshil. So the fact that he added kimcha here is not because really he wants to eat the kimcha. It wouldn't even be correct to say the kemach is adding something to the tam, but rather we're talking about Lidvuke bi'alma avdila. So just try to understand why Rav Kahana changed his mind and rescinded his original position of Bari Mina Mizonos and he dropped the bracha down to Bar Pri Adoma, it seems like in the Havamin he thought the Kemach was a major substance in this mixture, but now he comes to the conclusion that the Kemach was only there as something secondary to accomplish the goal of Dvuke B'Alma Ka'avdi, but it wasn't eaten, the Kemach wasn't added to the Tavshil for the sake of Mazon, and therefore it's Tafel. The Maskana Rav Kahana is that the Kemach that he put in here is Tafel because it's not really for the sake of Mazon, it's only Lidvuke B'Alma of the, that's why he added it. Now we had a Gemara back on Lamed Vav that the Ikar Michael is Dagon. And if you have a mixture, then the Dagon is the Ikar. But apparently that's only when he adds the Dagon L'shem Mazon. But if it's there only L'dabek and not for Mazon, then it's not the Ikar. And he would mevarach on such a machol a bar b'nei mezonos or a bar pri adoma, again depending upon whether you're with Rav Kahana in his havamino or Rav Kahana in his maskona. In his havamino he thought it's bar b'nei mezonos, and the maskona he's talking about l'dvuke b'alma avdile, which would mean, therefore, it gets a Bari Pri Adoma. It goes down one notch from Bari Minei Mizonos down to Bari Pri Adoma. And this is the story of this lefes, you know, this turnip. Okay, we'll stop here, and tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we'll start with Omer Avchizit Tavshil Shel Tardin.